这两个动词是我们经常在考四级考试词汇辨析的时候经常考到的。adopt 采纳，那么 adapt 呢？改编以适应。adapt 改编以适应啊。OK now, so we know in the first paragraph, the writer illustrates the Scandinavian countries what evolved excellent system for safeguarding their individual citizens from high-handed or incompetent public officers. The Swedes were the first to recognize that public officials like civil servants, police officers, health inspectors, or tax collectors can make mistakes or act overzealously in the belief that they are serving the public. Okay. So at first, the writer tells us, public officers are not immortal. So it is natural for them to make mistakes. Even though they believe that they are serving the public heart and soul, yet sometimes what? They make mistakes or they make unsuitable mistakes. 一定要注意，我们可以说他们犯了错误，或者犯了一些怎么样的错误呢？很不合乎情理的错误啊。虽然他们相信他们是在全心全意的为公众服务。首先我们来看这个句子结构。The Swedes were the first to do something. 见到了 the first, the second, the last, 什么 the only, 我们常用的结构形式 to do. 已经不止一次给同学们提到这个内容了。The Swedes were the first to recognize, 所以说瑞典人首先认识到什么呢 ?that, 宾语从句进一步表明 recognize, 认识到的情况。Public officials refer to public officers. 它为避免重复，我们这次用了 public officials， 其实就是第一自然段所指代的 public officers， right？ 那么这个政府工作人员 ，like 比如说 civil servants 文职人员 ，police officers 警官 ，health inspectors 卫生检察官tax collectors 或者是收税的税务人员。Can make mistakes or act overzealously. 他们可能会犯错误，也许呢表现的会过分热情。In the belief that, 好，这是本课的第一个要点内容。我们也是第二次提到。In the belief that, that is believing. 无论是用 in the belief that 还是 believing that, 那么它都是介词短语或者分词结构在这里做状语。它是和 make mistakes make 以及 act overzealously act 相搭配的、啊、那么他们内心的想法是什么呢？他们是在全心全意的为公众服务。 in the belief that 比较书面化，那么在口语当中我要求大家还是使用 believing、啊、好，你来翻译语句吧。他向我求助，因为他相信我会帮他。在书面语言当中，你就不要这样来表示了。He turned me, for help. He turned to me for help because he believed that I could help him, right? 啊，这样语句结构就显得比较口语化。而直接怎么运用 ？He turned to me for help in the belief that I could lend him a hand. Got it?这样还避免重复了 help， 我们用到了 lend somebody a hand， yeah， in the belief that， or he turned to me for help， believing that I would lend him a hand。不仅我们可以用 in the belief， 同时还想想看 in 什么 in the hope， got it？ In the thought， in the thought means thinking， yeah， in the hope means hoping。我们来到这儿，希望把英语学好。We come here in the hope that we will learn English well. Or we come here hoping to learn English well. 那么记得有一种想法和印象，我们不要用 in 了，而是 under. Under the impression that. 所以最常用的这种表示这种情况的介词，一是用 in， 再一个是用介词 under. So even though public officials believe that they are serving the public heart and soul, unfortunately, they are not immortal. They can make mistakes or act overzealously. 对不对？所以这就使得我们想起了三十五课的内容。法官不论他们有多么的英明，有多么的杰出，他们也是普通的人，也会犯错误。 OK, so what, however wise or eminent judges are what, are mortal, are not immortal, huh? They can make mistakes. 分明清楚。As long ago as 1809, 好，把这个小短语背熟。As long ago as 1809, let's say, dating back to 1809, got it? 我们在用 date 动词短语 date back to, date from, 那么它是动词短语表示追溯回到。那么在这里显然是做状语，所以用的结构形式一定是 ing 形式 dating back to 和 dating from, 追溯回到1809年。The Swedish Parliament introduced a scheme to safeguard the interest of the individual. 好，把这个动词短语背熟。Introduce means what? Bring in, 还记得吗？所以想想看，那么这个他把这个科学引入到这个拳击运动项目来，我们是怎么来表达的？ He introduced what? Science to theGame, boxing, got it?、Yeah. Or he brought what? Science into, 或者是 in, the game boxing.、Huh? 所以这 introduce 完全可以改动为、bring in.、Huh? Scheme means what? 这里的 scheme 它所指代的含义是什么？制度 ,OK? Scheme.、Introduce a scheme.To safeguard the interest of the individual. 这里的不定式 to 短语仅仅跟在 scheme 的后面，是用来解释说明 scheme 的、啊、所以呢，那么他们引入了一个什么的计划和制度呢？保护公民利益的计划、啊、一定要注意这个正确翻译。是我们又想到了59课，为最新的收藏品寻找一个合适的位置。 So sometimes you need to find a right place to what? Place to putYour latest addition, 还记得吗？ A parliamentary committee representing all political parties appoints a person who is suitably qualified to investigate private grievances against the state. 首先我们来找主干。 Parliamentary committee, 这是本句的主语。 Representing all political parties,现在分词做定语修饰 committee. So do you remember the word we have learned in lesson 3? 这是我们在第三课所学过的意思 represent, 代表 OK. 那么这个塑像就代表了一个女神 The statue represented a goddess, right? 所以我们在运用这个代表着什么的利益，一定要注意使用 ing 形式做定语、代表着同学们的一位班长 a monitorrepresenting his classmates, got it? 所以说代表了所有的、政党的这个委员会。Appoint 谓动词 ，a person 宾语哈，任命一个人。You know, what qualification must the person have? 那么这个人必须要有什么样的资格呢？什么样的能力呢 ？Who is suitably qualified to investigate?Private grievance against the state. 这是定语从句修饰的 person. 在这个例从当中我们重点突出的是 be qualified to do something. Let's say, be competent to do something.、啊、有能力有资格去做某事。所以这个人一定是要有能力有资格去调查私人对于政府的不平。OK? Grievance against the state. The official title of the person is...Just the ombudsman. 那么这个人的官方的职称呼就是这个司法特派员了。But the Swedes commonly refer to him as J.O. or ombudsman. 好，我们再次复习了 refer to somebody as. 但是呢，一般来讲都把它称之为是 J.O. 或者是 ombudsman. The ombudsman is not subject to political pressure. 好，这是本课的又一重点句型结构，背出它。If you don't know how to use be subject to something, it's difficult for you to understand it. 如果不懂这句含义，你就没法理解这语句了。Be subject to something, 一定要注意它是表示受什么的影响，易受什么的影响，或者是易于如何啊。For example, he is subject to cold during winter. He is subject to cold during winter. 在这冬天呢，他容易怎么样？感冒啊，容易受这个寒冷的影响，容易感冒，哎，我们这 cold。所以你发现这个表达方式和哪一个有一点接近之处？那一定要注意这个 be subject to, 这 to 是介词。In fact, it means what? Be likely to, but be likely to do. Yeah. 但是如果我们用 likely 的话，肯定要注意它要和不定式 to 进行搭配。所以说他在冬天的时候一感冒 ，he is likely to catch cold, right? Or he is subject to cold, or he is subject to catching cold, got it? 和名词或动名词形式搭配。那么同时我还要补充一点 ，be prone to。可以说这个表达方式和 subject 更接近，为什么呢？它这个 to 也是什么介词、yeah. 含义也是易受什么的影响，有可能如何。 So during cold winter、during winter he is prone to flu、okay? 在冬天他易于怎么样得流感啊。好，那么我们在解释 be subject to something 的时候，要注意最好的表达方式 be prone to something 啊。而在解释 likely 的时候，你最好的解释要注意啊，我用箭头把它带过来。liable, be liable to do, be liable to do， 要表啊含义都是一致的。这是我们讲到 subject 的第一个含义。那么再次回到课文当中来。The ombudsman is not subject to political pressure. Political pressure 政治压力，所以那么这个司法特派员他就怎么样，不受政治压力的影响。 OK、yeah. 不受政治压力所左右。好，那么同时我要介绍他的第二个含义。 Be subject to 的第二个含义表示隶属于，隶属于，要受谁的限制。 For example, your plan is subject to my approval. 那么在这个例句当中，同学们发现这个 be subject to 它就不表示有可能，也不表示受什么影响。 So your plan is subject to my approval. Approval 同意，根据我刚才的示意，你的计划是必须要怎么样争取得我的同意。 OK， 它是隶属于我的，必须要受我的限制。所以你下次在表述的时候，我们有一个好的计划， We had a good plan， 但是、这个计划就必须要通过老师同意。 But the plan must be subject to what? Our teacher's approval. Got it?注意介词处的应用。 So the ombudsman is not subject to political pressure. So we know he is suitably qualified to investigate private grievance against the state, and he must deal with such things. What? What? In fireway. Do you think so? In a fireway. 是以什么样的方式？以这种公正的方式去处理这些冤屈这种不平。 He investigates complaints large and small that come to him from all levels of society. 好，把这句话背熟。我就是要求大家把握这个小小的短语 complaints large and small， 那么这类形容词短语做定语通常是放在被修饰名词的后面，所以他要调查各种冤屈不平，这里的 complain 词就替代上文的哪一个词汇 grievance、right? 啊，这就是关键词的使用，关键词的重复。无论大小的这种冤屈啊 large and small that come to him from all levels of society that 引导的定语从句修饰了 complaints， 那么这种冤屈不平是来自于社会的各个阶层，哎，各个层次。好，那么请同学们来翻译语句。许多同学，男生还是女生，都去参加了那个晚会。 A great many students, boy and girl, went to the party yesterday. Got it? 我们可以用名词形式进行修饰，也可以用形容词。So many people, old and young, visit the shop. Got it? 那么许多什么消费者们，那么无论是年老的还是年小的 right 都光顾这家商店 got it、yeah. old and young、huh? so large and small